This is the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Herzing and Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing and Dr. Lisa Liao right here. The show is coming to you from the magnificent Meridian Health Institute, located right here in the heart of Sugarland, Texas, which is South Texas, and it's wonderful here. Everyday Health Hacker is the brainchild of this young lady right here, Dr. Lisa Liao, and she is the Meridian's chief medical officer and a great friend.
Yes, and we are here to help and answer questions. And today we have some exciting news. I understand your sons were on the podium this
right,
past weekend.
Yes, and that's a big deal because...
Well, share with us a little bit what they do and how they got there, especially with COVID this past year, and now they're back to competition.
Well, a couple years ago, like 2019, they finished third in their class. They raced the SCORE Series, Southern California Off-Road people, and it's...
So what is a SCORE Series?
Off-road racing. Uh-huh. You see the movies and everything for the Baja 1000.
Yes.
Well, they do the Baja 1000, and you're going across the desert in Mexico. They don't really allow that kind of stuff in the U.S., but Mexico says it's great. They love all the people coming there, and they're racing, and they're they use a UTV, but there's trophy trucks, there's motorcycles. They'll be, like, this last race was San Felipe 250, which is the east side of the peninsula of Baja, and even though it's like this, it's hot.
Like how hot?
You know, well, during the Baja 1000, which is later in the year, or the Baja 500, it'll be 105 or 110.
And they're also wearing the full suit,
too. And they're wearing an insulated driving suit, you know, basically a Nomex suit and a helmet and a head scarf and everything because of fire.
Right.
It's not like motorcycles. If you fall off your motorcycle, it's not going to catch on fire and you're not going to get trapped in it. But these cars, you have to have that. It's like NASCAR guys.
Yeah.
Of course, the NASCAR folks have kind of an air conditioner that runs through their helmet and things like that.
Most of these guys don't.
Well, they have sometimes a cooler air that's just an air that blows into their helmet, which helps. That keeps you cool right there. But this is a big deal. So we want to talk about hydration because you, year before last, and even this year, have saved their butt because this is a big deal. And we want to talk about hydration. Summer, besides that, even so, summer, people are going out, they're doing things, and they're not staying hydrated, and they really should. Because, like, for example, after having my knee surgery, I didn't hydrate like I should. I had got some terrible leg cramps. And you're going, hydrate, you know.
Hydrate.
And I'm taking this Fulvic and Humic.
Right.
Water.
Humic
water. And things. But tell us about dehydration and what it does to the body.
Dehydration, if you are already feeling thirsty, you're behind on your hydration. Ugh. So that's one. Number two is if you're under severe dehydration, we can always do an IV therapy. However, there's ways to avoid that. And that's one of the things that we've been able to do with the guys as they've been competing in these types of races, is that they're one of the few and only teams that don't have to stop and get an IV.
Right.
Fluid before continuing on their race. And so we're very excited about that. And that's with Humic and Fulvic. And there are several different, you know, when you look at it, it looks like black water. And so I always share with everybody, I put it in every morning. I use Humic and Fulvic. Mm-hmm. And it does two different things. Number one is that the Fulvic works like a chelator. So what is a chelator? Basically, if you have something in your body that shouldn't be there, whether it's a metal, a bacteria, a parasite, a fungus, something that shouldn't be there, it helps to draw it out and allows the body to naturally get rid of it. Number two is the humic. Humic is a huge molecule. And what it does is that it helps to pull things that shouldn't be in the cell out of the cell. And Fulvic, I had just said that it helps to chelate. It not only helps to chelate, it also helps to push the good stuff back into the cell. So it does two different things. Pull out the bad and put in the good. So when you are as hot as 105 degrees, ooh, there's Dr. Denali. She is letting us know that we should hydrate right now.
That's right.
And we are getting a delivery right now of a box, and I bet I know what that is.
What is it?
Good stuff? That's going to be some more good stuff. And we can open that up. Yeah, that's actually more dirt. Black water.
That's the good stuff.
You know, it's funny though. We
used to race off-road dirt bikes, you know, and I used to road race. And you wear, you know, a Camelback type thing, and you come around, and you're drinking this water, and you never have to
go to the bathroom.
Maybe because you're way behind.
Because you're hydrating, and you're actually it's going into the places that it's supposed to. You know, a lot of people can get so dehydrated that they swell. And that's called third spacing because the cells aren't getting what they need. It's Ooh. Actually going into the periphery. And so they're swelling, which makes it really hard to set an IV because it's hard to get a stick at that point. So, yes, it's important to hydrate.
I had a doctor years ago explain to me, if you don't drink enough water, your body will find it.
Yes.
And they will find it from the sewer.
Right. It'll find
it'll
wherever
find it
needs
from
to.
From bad places in your body that it's not supposed to find water. And that's terrible.
Yes.
But, you know, it's funny is they'll come in and you'll see these guys from NASCAR. I watched a NASCAR race the other day and the guy gets out and he literally falls out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he's like, yeah, waving and everything. But he literally turns around and they run right into the trailer and he gets an IV.
IV.
But if you're using this dirt water or this not dirt water, but dirt black, Humeric and fulvic, that it doesn't do that, folks. This is, I've seen these guys, our guys, get out of the cars and they're like, okay, because they come in for a driver change. They run about 4 hours, 3 hours, and they'll get a driver change, and then the next driver will come in. These things are awesome. You can put it, you don't taste it. That's what the weird part is, you don't taste it.
It doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah.
It just colors the water a little bit black. And, yeah. And honestly, it's kind of cool when you see it mix. So I really like watching that.
But,
and we're a boating family, so we're out on the water quite a bit. I like to water ski. My goal this year is to ski longer than one song. You know, I can do 3 miles in one song. However, I want to beat all the other kids that are skiing. And now that the grandkids are getting older, I've got some new competition.
Yeah, you do. But you know, this dehydration, this is something, you know, somebody goes, oh, I went to go, you know, and it's golden. I said, well, you probably, you know, does that mean something?
Well, it means that they're dehydrated. I mean, you really want it to be more on the clear side. So it's called specific gravity. We want a low specific gravity so that we're actually utilizing the nutrients. When it becomes so concentrated, it's actually not good for yourself, and you can actually become toxic from it. So the key is drink a lot of water, and that way you are able to pull in the good, let go of the trash by letting it out.
Yeah,
and
folks,
I'm going to pass.
By the way, this dirt water, or dirt black right here, I call it dirt water, but it's dirt. You snap this off. You take one of these right here, and you snap it off, and you put it in a bottle of water. It isn't like you drink this, okay?
Correct.
You have to put it in something.
And when we say dirt, we're saying it D-U-R-T. So it's a D-U-R-T. And we're going to have some more information on our comments as well as in our show notes.
Right.
So if you have any questions, we'll lead you to the websites that you can do that from.
Yeah.
And you can order. And it's easy to add. And I encourage you, whether you're a weekend warrior or you're just wanting to improve your hydration, or maybe you have a little acne and you're not really sure where that's coming from, the key is that there's bacteria in your body and you need to rid yourself of that. And this is a one way to do it very naturally.
Well, for example, some of the guys came back from Mexico this time and had obviously a parasite, brought one with them.
Right.
You know?
And the only way we can treat that is to be able to give them medications, which we really want to avoid.
But most of them are that, but wouldn't this help some?
This would have helped, and it would have cleaned up their water. You know, there are some places that they use humic and fulvic in order to sanitize the water in different places in the world. So this is a great way to do that.
Okay. Now, I know that we have your aloe vera juice, and that stuff is actually tastes good, and I drink it. But, you know, my daughter will take this dirt and have it because she has acid reflux.
Right.
And she'll take
so it balances the pH.
And it's gone.
It balances the pH. And one of the things that I also recommend for her is to take AloCure. And AloCure comes in capsules as well as liquid.
Yep. But the liquid works. I mean, literally, you can't be finished swallowing.
It works in seconds. So if you had some burgers and fries and it wasn't on your diet, and all of a sudden you're getting a little bit of upset stomach, drink it and automatically it's going to balance the pH and you're going to feel better instantly. And I prefer that over PPIs or H2 blockers that are that purple pill that people talk about. I prefer doing things from a holistic, all natural, if we can do that.
You know, you take these things over the county, then you'll get, you know, a few years later, this, you know, by the way, if you had ever taken the so-and-so,
then you
and
see
had this
warnings
wrong
from
with
it.
You,
correct.
You know, you could be eligible for compensation. Yeah, you know, you'll get $12 back
so
or something.
So one of the keys with, you know, the H2 blockers, you know, people don't realize that with PPIs, which I'm talking about the purple pill out there, and there are several different types, is that these proton pump inhibitors actually decrease your ability to absorb B12, absorb calcium. So you end up having bone loss. And if you suffer from depression and you're taking medications, it can actually decrease the availability of that medication. So, you know, it's important to balance. And, you know, we'll have to have a whole new episode just on being able to support your immune system to help decrease and alleviate inflammation that causes depression.
We're not asking you to, I mean, I'm not saying, we're not saying to drive, we're drink this all the time, but I think in the mornings when I go to drink something, I go in there and grab my little bottle of water out of the refrigerator, and I'll take my supplements
and you can
like
add
that
it to your coffee or your iced tea, whatever you drink in the morning.
You'll never
taste it. You just add it. So it's one wonderful thing to add, very simple to do, to increase your immunity, your hydration, and feel better overall.
And your body can absorb this better.
Exactly. That's all about.
That's the big deal, because a lot of times we're always talking, we all take vitamins, we want to eat right and everything, but your body sometimes just doesn't absorb it. Mine doesn't.
And that's why AlloCure is also a wonderful thing to utilize, because it too also balances the pH, and it also coats the esophagus and the stomach if people are suffering from a little GI distress.
You know, in Texas, we have so many aloe vera plants and things like that, and that stuff is so great. It's almost like it's a snack. I mean, I find myself drinking it just because it tastes good.
The key, and one of the things that I always share with people, not all aloe vera is created equal. Right. Because most people use aloe vera juice as a laxative. However, AlloCure is actually an autoimmune modulator. And what that means is that if you are suffering from a lot of constipation, you're suffering from diarrhea, whatever that is, it's going to help to modulate to have your body do what it needs to do so that you regulate and you feel better. Having a little bit too much acid reflux, it's going to coat it so that it improves and decreases the inflammation that's causing that acid. So it's an all around. So that's two products that we got to talk about
today.
Maybe
we need to maybe have some AlloCure here next week and we'll show it.
Absolutely. We're going
to
do that.
I'll try to keep from drinking it all.
And I'll add it to our show notes as well.
And folks, if you have anything with your topic you want us to bring up, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. You can always go to our website, Everyday Health Hacker. That was really kind of cool today, and I learned a lot, actually.
Awesome.
I always do.
And I encourage people, you know, if you have a quick question, reach out on Instagram, Everyday Health Hacker. We're here to help, and I truly mean it. Ask us anything. We're here to answer and provide you questions and knowledge so that you can have a better life in the future.
All right. Thanks, awesome.
Thanks.
You're awesome, as usual. On behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff here at the Meridian Health Institute, our producer, Jack McCraw, myself, I want to thank everybody for listening, and hopefully you'll tune in and
subscribe
and everything else, and look for us on our social media and everything else. I'm Mike Herzing.
And I'm Dr. Lisa Liao, wishing you a blessed day, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
That'd be awesome.